This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, memories of a writer on the 150th anniversary of his birth. A writer you probably know more about than you think, thanks to a Broadway musical. Sholem Rabinovich was born on this day in Ukraine. When he died in New York City in 1916, the New York Times covered his funeral. The Times headline read, "Funeral cortege of Yiddish author greeted by throngs in three boroughs." Rabinovich was the most popular writer of humorous fiction in Yiddish. They called him the Jewish Mark Twain. His pen name was Sholem Aleichem. That's Hebrew for peace be with you. There's a new translation of his novel Blunjen der Stern, which is translated as Wandering Stars.
But it's not an exact translation, and I really tried to get something more specific.
That's Aliza Chevron, the translator.
Lost stars? No, not quite lost. When you're for Blunjit, you're walking around the neighborhood and you don't know where you are. But this was the closest I could get to it.
In Wandering Stars, the wanderers are in fact stars of the Yiddish theater. They're wandering around Eastern Europe, around Whitechapel in London's East End, and around Manhattan in the early years of the 20th century. The occasion for the new translation is the 150th anniversary of Sholem Aleichem's birth. And in this segment of the program, we're going to hear about him from his granddaughter. First, though, the reason that I say you're probably more aware of Sholem Aleichem than you think is this. His stories about Tevye the Dairyman and his daughters were adapted and turned into a Broadway musical.
If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man.
When you actually read Sholem Aleichem, you don't get that fiddler-on-the-roof, sentimentalized version of life in the small towns or shtetls of Eastern Europe. Among his characters, there are kidnappers, liars, schemers. As for the rich, one character in Wandering Stars complains, "There is not another people on earth like our Jews. We have so many rich people among us who throw money away, spend thousands, hundreds of thousands, on only the devil knows what, to have another carriage, to win favors from the goyim, and not a single one of our own would even notice that there was a precious talent among us." Playwright Tony Kushner writes an introduction to the new Wandering Stars.
When you read Wandering Stars, you'll be shocked if you haven't seen this before how violent the emotions are, how full of rage the comedy is. It's an eye-opening experience, and you can discern underneath that anger how much suffering there was, how much injustice and difficulty and loss was in the lives of these people, and that comedy was very much a way of abreacting that and of channeling that and surviving the difficulty of living.
The decline of Yiddish has bathed it in the glow of nostalgia. But when Sholem Aleichem wrote Wandering Stars, it wasn't about a culture that used to be. For him, it was alive, warts and all.
The book and Aleichem's writing in general comes right out of the world that it's describing, and it hasn't been filtered and sort of civilized and sanded down for more delicate modern sensibilities.
Here's a measure of the difference between the Sholem Aleichem people know from Fiddler on the Roof and the one they knew from his books and from his life. When the musical opened in 1964, Bell Kaufman, Sholem Aleichem's granddaughter, took her mother, the writer's daughter, to see it.
And she sat squirming next to me saying, "That's Papa? That's not Papa. That's not Papa." I said, "Mama, it is not Papa, but it's a beautiful American musical."
You mean she was not finding this the most authentic experience of her father's writing?
Well, Sholem Aleichem hated the rich. And here, Tevye is singing, "If I Were a Rich Man."
Bell Kaufman herself wrote a best-selling novel back in the 60s, Up the Down Staircase. She is now 97 years old. She is the very rare person who remembers her illustrious grandfather. And, hearing aids aside, she is still sharp as a tack.
I remember his smile. I remember his voice. I remember his laughter. In fact, when I was very little, and we walked together, he told me that I helped him write. How? By holding on tightly to his hand. The tighter I held his hand, the better he wrote. So I'm gathering tribute and credit for his best works. I held on very, very tightly.
That said, we can actually, in that case, we can literally see your hand at work in his,
absolutely,
in his fiction. Did you speak in Yiddish with your grandfather?
No. We spoke only Russian.
Wandering Stars is about performers who are either in or have come through the Yiddish theater. From what you've heard about your grandfather or what you remember, did he like the Yiddish theater?
He loved the theater. He used to say, if I was not a writer, I certainly would have been an actor. He used to read his stories to standing ovations. He loved the theater. He wrote to my mother, and this makes me a little sad. I hope one day my stories and plays will be translated into English and will play in America. My eyes won't see it. Maybe yours will. Well, ours did.
Was he a successful writer? Was he a commercially successful writer? Did he live well in New York, say, when he came over?
He was a very successful writer, not commercially. He had made many mistakes as a young man. He played on the market in Kiev. He had inherited a lot of money from his wife's father, who was a very rich landowner. He lost it in gambling, in grain and sugar on the market. In fact, his stories of Menachem Mendel,
yes.
The Luftmensch, the man who's always running after a dollar and never quite making it, is very much like his life. The rest of his life, I'm talking about Shalom Aleichem, was spent in poverty, real poverty.
That's Bel Kaufman. We spoke to her on the occasion of a new translation of her grandfather, Shalom Aleichem's novel, Wandering Stars. For this, the 150th anniversary of the writer's birth, there is also a new translation by Eliza Chevron of his shorter works, Tevye the Dairyman and Mottl the Cantor's Son.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.